Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Alaska State Troopers were notified of a vehicle collision on November 6th at 5:54 p.m. near mile 38 of the Seward Highway, just north of the Seward-Sterling Highway interchange.
The Alaska State Troopers, Moose Pass Fire Department, and Cooper Landing EMS responded to mile 38 of the Seward Highway, just north of the Seward-Sterling Highway interchange, for the report of a serious motor vehicle collision. Once on scene, it was determined that a pickup truck and a 40-foot Class A motorhome had collided on the highway. The investigation revealed that the pickup truck was headed northbound on the Seward Highway, and the motor coach was headed southbound. The pickup truck lost control on the icy roads in the area and collided head-on with the motor coach. The two occupants in the pickup truck were declared deceased on scene. The highway was closed down while we conducted our investigation into the cause of the crash. The two decedents have been identified, and their next of kin have been notified. And at this point, our investigation is ongoing.
Black ice conditions were observed in the area on the Seward Highway, and the Seward Highway was closed for several hours.
The highway was open to one lane at approximately 11 p.m. and was fully open around 2 a.m. A tow truck from Anchorage arrived on scene and was able to remove the motor coach from the highway.
Senate President Gary Stevens announced Wednesday, November 6th, the continuation of the Alaska State Senate Bipartisan Coalition for the 34th Alaska State Legislature. The coalition was originally established in November of 2022 with 8 Republicans and 9 Democrats. As many races have outstanding ballots and still need to go through the ranked choice voting tabulation, the coalition will announce full membership and committee chairs once the election is certified. Over the past 2 years, the bipartisan coalition cultivated strong relationships and worked across party lines to craft budgets that care for the needs of Alaskans, passed legislation making Alaska's economy stronger, and showed partisan politics is not necessary for success in Juneau, said Senate President Gary Stevens, Republican from Kodiak. I'm proud of the work that we have accomplished and eagerly await what is in store for the future. Our leadership team is once again strong with diverse members from across the state, and we aim to ensure that all Alaskans are represented to the fullest extent. The Senate bipartisan coalition leadership structure for the upcoming legislature is as follows. Senate President, Senator Gary Stevens, Republican from Kodiak. Majority Leader, Senator Kathy Geese, Republican of Anchorage. Rules Chair, Senator Bill Wildakowski, Democrat from Anchorage. The Finance Chair, Senator Lyman Hoffman, a Democrat from Bethel. Finance Chair, Senator Burt Stedman, Republican from Sitka. The Finance Chair for Bills, Senator Donnie Olson, Democrat from Gullivan. Majority Whip, Senator Kelly Merrick, Republican from Eagle River. And Legislative Budget and Audit Chair, Senator L.V. Gray Jackson, the Democrat from Anchorage. For more, visit this story at RadioKenai.com. Season review and current proposals will be the main items of discussion at the Kenai-Soldana Fish and Game Advisory Committee meeting scheduled for Wednesday, November 13th at the Cook and the Aquaculture Building on K Beach Road in Kenai. Agenda items include season review by Colton Lipka, review of current Board of Fisheries Proposals 1 through 103, and other fishing game business as needed. The agenda items and packet information can be found on the story on our website at RadioKenai.com. The advisory committees are local groups that meet to discuss fishing and wildlife issues and provide recommendations to Alaska Board of Fisheries and Alaska Board of Game. All meetings are open to the public. For further details and information, just visit our website, the stories at RadioKenai.com. For Nick Sorrell, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.